The BMV insists it's refunded all overcharges for every customer it can identify. But attorney Irwin Levin, representing customers, says there are more estimated overcharges from at least a decade ago. Exactly who those refunds would go to can't be specifically identified. And attorney for the BMV, Carl Hayes, says in that scenario, the court shouldn't treat the state like it would a private company.
They're assessed a penalty, basically, even if it's impossible to determine who the money should go to. I don't think that is proper reasoning when we're talking about taxpayer funds.
But attorney Levin says the state shouldn't avoid paying what it owes just because it can't identify exactly to whom the money should go.
If that's true, what are we doing? We're incentivizing the state to throw away records.
Levin points out that the court can determine a claims process for dispersing the funds. The judge did not give an exact timetable for his ruling. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.